This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we're taking the dead wood out of the government. The Republic's already coming back no matter what they do. Everything they're doing now is going to blow up in their face. They're not thinking two or three steps ahead. But if you just tuned in, they just had the Senate committee advance the vote if there is a week for the FBI to investigate. But under Senate rules, the Republican and Democrat leader are able to change that anyway. So this is a train wreck of virtue signaling. But you had an idea. And it's an idea in theory. We're not saying implement the idea. But it's intriguing. You were saying, what's the move where you can have the knight and the castle, the rook, switch? That's castling. And so you have those pieces switch out. And so you're saying we should have Trump say, you know what? This is such a train wreck. I'm withdrawing Kavanaugh. And we're going to have an investigation of the CIA and the deep state and everything that's going on with Ford. We're going to bring forward Barrett, who I think is even better. But then, like you said, in a few years when Ginsburg can already not even talk or hardly walk, when she's gone, bring Kavanaugh back vindicated.
So I think, like Castle,
like Julius Caesar sent out to absentia, sent into exile, comes back triumphant.
Exactly. So Trump can have a 360 win here, coined by you, Alex, where he can give the Democrats what they want, and that's this investigation, which is obviously fraudulent, but he can use the investigation.
But they're going to want Mueller.
But here's the point, though. They can use the investigation, but that is, you know, Rosenstein might be fired in the next 72 hours. So he can use the investigation and say, okay, we'll give you what you want. We're going to withdraw this for now. Let's launch a full investigation. We're going to launch an investigation into Blasey Ford.
Because it's fair. We're going to investigate everybody.
Yeah, we're going to investigate everybody.
We're going to haul her dad and brother up.
Because somebody's lying. Somebody perjured themselves. I mean, two different accounts.
And they say that nobody was political and Einstein didn't leak it, so we want your damn phone record.
So let's get all the information. Let's launch a real investigation into all of this, all sides, and let's have the truth. And then, meanwhile, let's bring forth Barrett Cohen. And let's nominate her to be on the Supreme Court. And let's have a woman, because you must believe a woman. And whatever she says has to be believed.
But then it'll start.
And so, but this is a way he can avoid the domestic.
See, he tried to give the deep state what they wanted because this guy's got some neocon tinge. He's still pro-gun and against the country, so he's better than what the Democrats do. He tried to appease them, and they have crapped all over him. So bring in the right-wing woman. Bring her.
And then launch the investigation. You know what we'll find out once it's revealed who.
Well, I'll tell you this.
These people really are.
I called it. I said three more accusers after the first one. And exactly that happened, the exact order. And now I got to put my thinking cap on and look into the ether. But they are undoubtedly going to go completely ape. Probably they'll act like it's a honeymoon and they're investigating judicially. But then on Tuesday, there'll be an allegation of IRS fraud or a man will come forward and say that he grabbed his ass. So they're going to say he grabbed an intern's butt. And they're going to roll the guy and cry, he grabbed my weenie. And then it'll be, that'll be it. So the next thing is he assaulted a man. Doesn't matter. It's not believable. It'll just be, the guy will be like from the CIA. He'll be work for the CIA. He'll probably never even met Kavanaugh. It won't matter. And then next they'll say that Barrett was wearing a cat lady suit and like cut some girls' heads off.
I say do it.
See, here's the problem. I need to be serious. Actually, come on. That was a little bit sarcastic, tongue in cheek, but actually, so let it be written, so let it be done. I mean, I mean, what do you think they're going to pull? I think it's going to be really bad.
I mean, I was, like I said, halfway tongue in cheek saying, you know, they'll start saying he was like, you know, porking animals in college or something like that, you know.
Ooh. Maybe we're giving, or are we guessing it or are we giving ideas?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. They'll have like a couple guys who all work for the CIA and all have you know, a GoFundMe account with $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have nothing.
I saw him have sex with 14 goats one day.
Yeah.
And then the neat thing was
he
stabbed the goat in the head with an ice pick and drank his blood.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And I do agree with the senator from Arizona that we should have this further investigation. So my understanding is that during the week that is taking place, there will be no action on the floor of the United States Senate on this nomination.
Right, the Democrats are trying to delay the confirmation vote for Kavanaugh right now. Jeff Flake, the Republican, is behind it.
I can't make that commitment for the leadership. I can only say that I would be only comfortable moving forward on the floor. I'll move it out of committee, but I will only be comfortable moving on the floor until the FBI has done more investigation than they have already. It may not take them a week. I understand that some of these witnesses may not want to discuss anything further, but I think we owe them due diligence.
Mr. Chairman.
That's Senator Flake.
All I have said to Senator Flake is that I would advocate for the position he took, but I don't control that. Senator?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Klobuchar.
Mr. Chairman, there are other senators as well who may be interested in this negotiation on the Republican side. And there's not really a set agreement here. All of us had already said we were voting no. It is simply Senator Flake working with all of us to say for the good of the Senate and the good of the court, the American people deserve to have the facts followed up on. And I really appreciate his willingness to do that.
You think they
and
just blackmailed Flake behind closed doors? You think he just got a little blackmail?
And by the way, if Senator McConnell wants to go forward in light of that, and we still have several senators that haven't said how they're voting on this nominee, I actually think this is very important, what just happened right now. So Senator, it doesn't have to have an agreement. It is one senator who's standing up.
Senator Cornyn.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to express my appreciation to Senator Flake for allowing this process to move forward. There's some difference of opinion among us as to what exactly the FBI investigation would consist of. Some of us think it has been concluded and supplemented by this committee's investigation. Others disagree with that. But I respect the fact that not only Senator Flake advocated to give Dr. Ford a chance to appear in front of the committee, which was the right thing to do, but also that he's allowed this process to move forward, subject to further discussions about what the FBI may or may not be able to come up with. But certainly he maintains his right to cast his vote, yea or nay, as he sees fit.
Well, let's have an FBI investigation into the Tooth Fairy, too.
But
maybe FBI investigate the Easter Bunny while we're at it.
Support for a full and fair hearing for Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh, as well as his willingness to allow this to go forward, subject to his request.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Blumenthal, I think I ought to call on Senator Feinstein. And then,
if I, through the chair, could ask a question of Senator Flake, does your amendment include continuing the investigation during this period of time?
If I can respond, there is no amendment. I'm simply stating, and the discussion that we had between us all is that I would hope, and I think we had some agreement before, that the Democrats who have been, I think, justifiably uncomfortable moving ahead could publicly, in an effort to bring this country together, say that we would feel better. I'm not expecting them to vote yes, but not to complain that an FBI investigation has not occurred. And this is what I'm trying to do. This country is being ripped apart here, and we've got to make sure that we do due diligence. I think this committee has done a good job, but I do think that we can have a short pause and make sure that the FBI can investigate. My understanding is that some of us would have to, and I'm prepared to do it, make a request to the White House to ask the FBI to do that investigation. It would be short and limited in scope to the current allegations that have been made.
Let's have the Chuck Schumer clip ready to go, guys.
I encourage Democrats who we've talked to before to endorse that kind of thing, that we can then move on.
Mr. Chairman, because of the two-hour rule, we're adjourned.
Okay, guys, now we had that on delay. Let's see if we catch up live to that, guys, where it's at, and we may actually be able to go back live to this. Let's go to Senator Graham right now.
Some Democrats have said okay with that. Now, I'd like them to come forward. I'm going to talk to Mitch and Jeff and eventually engage with the White House. But, again, I don't think we need this. I am long since ready to vote. I think he's been very poorly treated, Judge Kavanaugh.
Do you think this is going to kill Judge Kavanaugh's nomination? Huh? Do you think this is going to save Judge Kavanaugh's nomination?
Oh, absolutely not. I think Jeff feels good about Judge Kavanaugh. He just wants to make sure the process is fair. But you need to ask him. I've never felt better about him being on the bench than I do right now.
Senator Graham.
Watch out for Lindsey Graham, folks. I think he's been woke because of all this.
This is called democracy. He talked to his colleagues, and they're going, Jeff, please, please just give us a few more days. Jeff's a really good guy. I wouldn't have done it. But please, let's be fair. And Jeff is trying to be fair. I just don't see we're going to benefit from anything in terms of, I've been doing this most of my adult life. It's 35 years ago. You know what you know, and you've heard what you're going to hear. But having said that, this is called democracy.
No, this is not democracy. Come on. Now, he knows better.
Kavanaugh's innocent of these things he's been accused of. Do you think this might help
this is a political
other people
con job.
In the country feel better about this person on the Supreme Court if a week from now the FBI comes back and says, we're good?
I think the people in the country are going to feel differently a week from now. You could probably put in the phone booth. However...
Oh, you know why? Because the political correct nature of our society.
Jeff feels better about it. I feel better about it.
Senator Graham, do you think he was moved after he was confronted by protesters on his way to vote this morning?
No, listen. This is Jeff Flake. I mean, this is what I actually like about the guy, Susan. I mean, all these people take it really seriously.
By the way, did you see the images of the protesters today, guys? You should pull up some of these images on Twitter. I mean, folks,
decisions to make.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and insult people, but like, you know,
I'm sorry. There's
just look at who these people are.
But
okay, and reach your own conclusions.
Jeff Flake being very sincere, and what he's trying to do, I respect the hell out of this, trying to get some Democrats to buy in, will a week matter? And some of them said it would. Some
no, it wouldn't.
Go on and on and on. But if you can get a few of them to say a week longer would make it a better process, then he's probably done.
Do you think the Republican leadership has agreed to a one-week delay?
Well, if I could quit talking to y'all, I'll go find out.
See, and these media, I mean, I don't know these media members. I don't. They're probably good people, but they just don't get it. Or they're too PC. So look. This is what the political correct nature of our media has now done, where, Christine Blasey Ford is the victim, and we have to believe her, and, I feel bad for her. I have no ill will towards her. She has to be believed, and I'm sure that she's not up here. No! No, if a liar is a liar, a political hitman is a political hitman. A political hitwoman is a political hitwoman. A CIA operative against this country is a CIA operative against this country. It's not a woman that has to be believed. It's not a victim that we have to listen to. No, a liar is a liar. If she lied about all of this, that doesn't make her a victim. That makes her a liar and a felon, which by my estimation, she is. But I'll say this one more time as we go to break, and then we'll go back to the floor here. President Trump needs to pull a castle move on the Democrats, remove Brett Kavanaugh as the nominee, say, we're going to give the Democrats what they want. We're going to investigate everything. We're going to investigate Blasey Ford. We're going to investigate Kavanaugh. We'll investigate all this. We'll get to the bottom of it, and you know what they'll find out. CIA operation. The Democrats have been planning this for months. We already have all the evidence. We have all the evidence of Blasey Ford past. We have all the evidence of the Democrats planning this. So he pulls Kavanaugh in a castle move, nominates Barrett Cohen. She's a woman. She has to be believed. So now you make the Democrats go even crazier against a woman, showing America who they really are. And you get an investigation into Blasey Ford to show what was really behind that. Boom, you nominate Castle when Bader Ginsburg croaks. Total victory. That's total victory.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What a time to be experiencing life on Earth, in the Milky Way galaxy, in the universe, in space. Here we are, ants marching, all to the beat of a different drum. There is no reality. There is no truth. There's just existence and life. One side of the aisle sees one thing, and the other side of the aisle sees something entirely different. How do you explain that? Well, I think we know, but we won't get into it because President Trump is responding to media right now when it comes to the chaos and the circus that has become to the Kavanaugh hearing. So let's go live to President Trump.
Testimony, likewise, was really something that I haven't seen before. It was incredible. It was an incredible moment, I think, in the history of our country. But certainly she was a very credible witness. She was very good in many respects. And I think that I don't know if this is going to continue onward or are we going to get a vote. But again, I'm here, so I'm not out there watching because I can't be. Out of great respect, although maybe we'll go watch together. Okay, we'll watch together. But I think it will work out very well for the country. I just want it to work out well for the country. If that happens, I'm happy.
Have you thought at all about a replacement for Judge Kavanaugh?
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
What's your message to Murkowski and Collins?
I have no message. I mean, they have to do what they think is right. There's no message whatsoever. They have to do what they think is right. They have to be comfortable with themselves, and I'm sure that's what they are.
Would you be willing to reopen the background investigation of Kavanaugh?
I'm going to rely on all of the people, including Senator Grassley, who's doing a very good job. That'll be a decision that they're going to make, and I suspect
like the 9th or 10th background investigation into Kavanaugh. You know, soon, what, 11, 12, 13. How many do you need? 30? 100?
They want to do. I will be totally thousand? Reliant on what Senator Grassley and the group decides to do.
Okay?
We're going to talk about Venezuela. Absolutely. I was waiting for that question.
I think Maduro is in New York today.
Discussing Venezuela.
The president of Venezuela is in New York today, I believe. You guys double check that. I believe that's today, though.
Chile is really something special. If you look at what they've done, how far they've come, you look at how well run the country is. So
Chile.
I just want to say it's an honor to be with you. A great honor. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Is he with the president of Chile right now? Is that what's going on? That's right. I think that's what he was just saying there.
We'll see what happens. I know he wants to meet with us. We'll see what happens. Venezuela is a mess, and it's got to be cleaned up, and people have to be taken care of. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so Maduro is in New York. Whether or not President Trump will be meeting with Maduro is a question right now.
Tape from just moments ago from inside the White House.
President Trump is trying to get the reporters out of his office right now. I believe so we can speak with the Chilean president. I think that's who he's meeting with right now. But, you know, there was, after President Trump, maybe it's in here, Stack of News, after President Trump called out Venezuela during his UN speech, you had Canada, guys, try to find the story. I'm sorry, I'm throwing all this on you. You had Canada, Colombia, You had, I believe it was Canada and five countries in South America, Central America, come out and say it's time for military tribunals against the Venezuela government. It's time for a UN, I think, investigation. I'm sorry, I don't have the story in front of me. So you have Trump mention a potential military coup. Of course, who got real hot under the collar after that was Nikki Haley. Anytime the military gets brought up or any sort of intervention, Nikki Haley, well, let's just say she's like a teenage girl. Trump officials press UN to sanction Venezuela as U.S. and Europe have done. UN balks. There was something signed, though, guys. I have the story on my desk. I can go grab it in the break. But it was Canada and four or five Latin American, South American countries that are saying, yeah, something has to be done about the leadership in Venezuela. It's out of control. Where they go out and you can't get toilet paper. People are eating like raw animals on the streets, like tipping over cars. I mean, it's total chaos. And then President Maduro, you know, goes for like fancy five-course dinners and posts it on social media. And I'm supposed to sit here and have the Democrats lecture me about socialism? Caring about the little guy? That's insulting. That's unbelievable is what it is. But these people don't even exist in reality, so what difference does it even make? Now, we're going to go back to the floor here if they go back to whatever they're discussing right now, whether or not they're going to delay this nomination, whether or not they're going to take a vote. They were supposed to take a vote. The vote got delayed by Flake, who wants to move forward with this, who wants to have an FBI investigation now. Oh, the Democrats aren't comfortable. What are we going to do? So we'll see what happens, but we'll have the live coverage for you right here on the Alex Jones Show, whatever comes. So will Trump meet with Maduro in New York, as Maduro is in New York? I believe he's at the UN General Assembly. This is just days after President Trump says it might be time for a military coup in Venezuela, where what should be a very rich, prosperous nation with the oil and everything they have down there, great people, but the socialist government steals all the wealth. And, you know, Venezuelan people are very proud people, as many South American countries are. And I'd love to see Venezuela become a new example worldwide. Not in a negative light, you know, to say, look at how bad it is, but to say, look at what happened under socialism, and now look what we're going to do under a free market capitalist democracy. Just like if you want to look at South Korea versus North Korea, not saying, you know, South Korea is perfect. I'm just saying it'd be nice to sit here and say 20 years down the road after the socialist government is kicked out and you have democratic elections, you have a free market system, and they start doing fair trade with the other countries in South America like Brazil, Argentina, Colombia. And then to see wealth and prosperity return to Venezuela, to see the wealth that they have in that oil-rich country return to the people would be a beautiful thing for humanity. And another case study against the perils of socialism. So it'll be interesting to see. I would imagine that Maduro would want to meet with President Trump, considering what President Trump has put on the table. But we'll see if President Trump has any interest in doing that. All right. We're going to a break. We're going to go back to the floor of Congress if they go back live. Otherwise, I may open up the phone lines to see, what do you think about this madness? What do you think Trump should do? What do you think about Jeff Flake? And what happens in America on the other side of this? We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in here for the remainder. We are going to open up the phone lines to take your calls. I want to hear from the callers today specifically. What do you think about the Kavanaugh hearings? What do you think President Trump should do? What do you think comes next if they do the investigation? Just in general, what do you see coming from these hearings? What do you think about it? We want to hear from the audience today. What should President Trump do? What should the Republicans do about the Kavanaugh hearings, which it looks to me like they will be delaying this. If they go back live, we'll go back live. But I found the story. So President Trump is trying to help the North Korean people. He's also trying to help the Venezuelan people. The New York Times published the story. Neighbors refer to Venezuela to criminal court in historic rebuke. So it's Canada and then Argentina, Chile, Colombia, Paraguay, and Peru. And this is right after President Trump mentions the drastic situation in Venezuela during his UN speech. So that just shows you the Trump effect right there. Maduro is in New York today. May there be a meeting? We will find out. By the way, Facebook says 50 million user accounts hit by security breach. Obama warns against racial nationalistic politics. Are you kidding me? I almost want to do a segment where we just go and look at all the pictures of the protesters during the Kavanaugh hearings because, folks, I mean, these people, I'm sorry, but, you know, they say don't judge a book by its cover, but I think you can read these books by the cover. There's a picture that Alyssa Milano tweeted out, too, of Feinstein and Murkowski that I think is very telling. And it's basically Feinstein domineering over Murkowski. Murkowski, I think it's Murkowski. And you can see Murkowski kind of like, you know, wants to listen, feels bad. They're obviously talking, and Feinstein's like, listen to me. I'm the overlord. Someday you'll have your power, but now is mine. Give me your force. Give your power to the dark side. And Lisa Murkowski's like, oh, but I just feel it's wrong. I don't want to betray the Republicans. I don't think this man's being treated fairly. Didn't you see what I said? He's a gang rapist. This man is a gang rapist. He must be stopped. He cannot be on the Supreme Court. We the women have to take control. The men are out of control. Didn't you hear, Cory Booker? The patriarchy must end. I am Dianne Feinstein, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, making deals for my husband's company worth billions. Don't you understand? If I don't get the next Supreme Court justice, I could be in jail. Don't you know if we don't get a Democrat in the office that I could be in jail? If anybody waged an investigation into me, I'd be in jail immediately. Chinese spy, illegal deals, billions of dollars. We have to stop Kavanaugh. Give me your power, Lisa. Give me your will, and I will reward you. Seriously, look at that picture. If that isn't Dianne Feinstein, crime scene in a nutshell, I don't know what is. So, 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. We'll take your calls here. What do you think about the Kavanaugh hearings? What should Trump do? And what do the Democrats do next? Now, I suspect if Kavanaugh gets confirmed, which now I don't think is going to happen. I said it was a 50-50 chance yesterday. And now I don't think it's going to happen. And they're done. The crew is now telling me that they're done for the day. So they're adjourned. They're not going to be a vote today. Okay. So they're not going to vote today because Senator Jeff Flake wants to delay for a FBI investigation. So congratulations. I'm just getting information from the crew right now. Go ahead. So the hearing's done. Okay. So, but they're not going to vote. They're not going to vote to confirm. So are they going to vote today then? Or is that... So the confirmation vote on the Senate floor is next week. Let's see if we can get a date and time on that. So they're done for today. But you know, I think we should be congratulating the Democrats. You have successfully pulled off a heist of the Supreme Court justice nomination process. You have successfully pulled off a heist of truth and justice in this country. You have successfully pulled off a heist of reality, and you've successfully pulled off a heist. You want to know the real crime? The Democrats have successfully pulled off a heist of the true pain and suffering that real victims of sexual assault go through. That's what the Democrats have done today. The negative energy that naturally brings forth human emotion in the form of sympathy. The Democrats have now heisted that to steal and stop a Supreme Court justice. So I think we should be congratulating the Democrats today. You have successfully pulled off a lie. You have successfully pulled off a coup against the American media, against the American justice system, and against the American people. So good on you, Democrats. A domestic terror organization, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrat Party of the United States of America. And you better believe it, which I don't think is going to happen now, but you better believe it, if Neil Gorsuch is confirmed next week, the Democrats will go hot in their domestic terror. And you won't just see people in Trump hats getting punched and getting things thrown at them. You know, you won't just see stuff like that. They will be stalking and even getting physically violent with senators and congressmen and members of the media. They will. They are fully unhinged. They believe there is a white supremacist, KKK, Nazi as the president, and they think he just nominated a gang rapist to the Supreme Court. They really believe that. They're fully unhinged. They have nothing to live for. So this is their battle now. A total fake, fictional version of reality that they latch onto in their head because they have nothing else. And they feel a connection to one another for the first time in their hatred. So they come together in hatred. They come together in their desire to reject reality because they say it's just a social construct. No, a penis means you're a boy. Yeah, it's not a social construct, bud. It's called biology. But that doesn't stop them, does it? Oh my gosh. This country's so whacked out, man. Is there really any hope? You know? I mean, if you can go to this level, oh my gosh. So we've got your calls getting lined up now. Oh, by the way, they're about to roll out the 5G technology, ladies and gentlemen. No hearings, no public health concerns. Just roll it out. And you know what? Maybe the 5G won't kill us. Maybe the 6G won't kill us. Maybe the 7G won't kill us. The 8G, 9G, 10G will just fry us. And then you'll have to plug in to the machine. Then you'll have to merge with the machine. You'll have to take the mark of the beast. But thanks to the Kavanaugh circus, nobody talks about the 5G being rolled out that could kill us all. So what's next? Kavanaugh was groping, you know, dogs when he was in high school. You know, is he pleasuring himself in the fruit aisle? I mean, what's going to happen next? I mean, who knows? The Democrats will go anywhere. We're taking your calls on the other side. We'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Infowarsstore.com is how we're able to stay alive, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know you know the censorship that we're under. I know you know how they're attacking our ability to fund ourselves right now. So I'm not going to patronize you on that. You know that. I'm going to tell you the products at InfoWarsStore.com are the real deal. I'm going to tell you that Survival Shield X2 is a life-changing product. But don't take my word for it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the thousands of five-star reviews on Survival Shield X2. Now, this is a product for me that literally changed my life. It put me in touch with, best I could describe, emotions and feelings and just parts of my brain that I could not access previously. And it's been linked to higher IQ. You know, the pineal gland has had ancient history and lore about being able to connect to your spiritual side, connect to God. Your third eye is what it's called. And so it's under attack when they put fluoride in the water. But the fluoride in the water gets into the food and it gets into everything. You shower in it. So that's why Survival Shield X2 is so key, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I'm telling you that this changed my life, but don't take my word for it. Go read the thousands of five-star reviews, okay? Go read the customer reviews for yourself. And this is the last run. So I'm just saying, folks, take advantage of this now before it's gone. I mean, this is a game changing. This thing goes in the supplement hall of fame, right? I mean, this is like Tom Brady or Derek Jeter or something doing his final season It's the last month of the season. It's his retirement tour, right? Everybody wants to go see the final best player playing their final games. That's what this is right now. And then it goes into the Supplement Hall of Fame as one of the greatest of all time. Survival Shield X2, Nason Iodine. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's 25% off right now. That's not going to last probably through the weekend. So I'd take advantage of the 25% off. And then who knows how long we have Survival Shield X2. It could be a month. It could be 2 months, 3 months. I doubt it. So it's at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, hats, ball caps. If you're not using Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com, what are you doing? So there you go, folks. Huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Super Male Vitality. 40% off Brain Force Plus. It's all there. In fact, the last 2 days, I usually only take Brain Force Plus if it's, you know, middle of the day or something and I'm a little drained mentally, or I just need a little pickup. But the last two mornings, because I've gotten up and just immediately focused on the hearings, it was like 8 hours yesterday and then a couple hours this morning and today, I've been waking up and taking the Brain Force first thing in the morning so that I get rid of that brain fog. And so, boom, I hit the Brain Force in the morning, and it's just like laser focus immediately. So no brain fog. So if you're one of those people, maybe, you know, you wake up, you go to work early, and it takes you an hour, half an hour, whatever, to kind of get focus and get – you hit the Brain Force, 5 minutes, you know, it's like, you're gone, you know, 0 to 60. So Brain Force Plus also on sale. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. The Democrats have now successfully delayed the Supreme Court confirmation until November. That's what this is. So you won't have this Supreme Court justice on the court in October, which is going to begin session on Monday. So congrats to the Democrats. You've successfully used lies and propaganda and your Mockingbird press and the CIA against the American people. Good for you, Democrats. You should really be proud of how scum, how disgusting you are. We should really be proud of the Democrats. And you know what? I actually have to say this. You know, the Democrats actually have more courage than Republicans. The Democrats are actually braver than Republicans. You know why? Because, you know, I'll tell you, it takes some balls of steel to go on the floor of Congress and collectively go along with a known lie. You got to have some serious, serious chutzpah to get up there during these hearings and go with a known false narrative that you know you made up. You really need some bravery to be Christine Blasey Ford and, in my view, perjure yourself with these false allegations. Of course, she'll get out of it by saying, oh, I was so drunk, I must have forgot. That's how she'll get out of this perjury, by my estimation, this felony that she committed. But you got to say, that takes a lot of courage, ladies and gentlemen. But for the Republicans to sit here and say, oh, you know, I understand for the victim. You know, I feel bad for her. You know, No, she's a known CIA asset liar, connected to the CIA, connected to the Clintons through her lawyers, connected to Democrat movements, connected to the whole resist. Do we have the Chuck Schumer clip? I'm going to take that as a no. Okay, we got the Schumer clip. Listen to this clip. Everything that you see, everything that you hear, everything that we've seen is a result of what Chuck Schumer said right here.
This intelligence briefing for the president-elect was always planned for Friday. It hasn't been delayed. But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yeah, this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday of getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were
more... I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
Okay, I'll give you an idea of what the intelligence agency would do. They would implement somebody inside the Trump campaign as a stooge to get a warrant to spy. They would send somebody to a bar to get drunk with somebody, put an idea in his head to make him then go to the Trump campaign and say, I've got dirt from Russians, to set him up. They would launch a full-on investigation then after those two setups to try to destroy the president of the United States. They will bring forth a woman to make accusations from 36 years ago with no evidence, no corroboration. Every witness says it didn't happen, to try to stop the Supreme Court from having a new justice. That's your Six Ways from Sundays, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Chuck Schumer was talking about. It's putting people on TV like Phil Mudd and other CIA assets to lie about President Trump. Chuck Schumer admitted it. And guess what? They're now telling you what they're going to do next, folks. They're going to get violent in the streets. They're going to activate their street thugs to start intimidating, threatening, and getting physically violent with Republicans, with conservatives. You watch. But you know what? Let's give in. You know what? Let's not nominate Kavanaugh, because then the Democrats are going to activate their domestic terror groups. And we don't want that. We just want to believe the victim. Ridiculous, this country. So Democrats have more courage than Republicans, because Republicans won't call a known liar a liar. Republicans, I mean, do you know all the connections? I'm sorry, I meant to go to your phone calls, but this is just ridiculous. Like, do you know all the connections with Kavanaugh and, excuse me, not Kavanaugh, with Blasey Ford and the Democrat Party? With Blasey Ford and the CIA? With uh-oh. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Even Blasey Ford's parents and Kavanaugh's parents have a connection. And people think that this may be some retribution for a foreclosure on a house deal or an eviction deal when Kavanaugh's mom had this court case of Blasey Ford's parents. I mean, it's all insane. It's all totally made up. But because Republicans are so weak-kneed, because Republicans are so PC, they don't have the courage to come up and say, except Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz to an extent, this is a Democrat con job. These are made up allegations. If you can't see that, you're an idiot. And people like Sheldon Whitehouse, I mean, these people know who they are. These people know the lie. They know what they're doing. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? But again, you see, this is why Republicans, at least this brand of Republican, will never win. You want to defeat these people? You go with the castle chess move, you pull a switcheroo, and then you investigate Blasey Ford and you nominate Barrett Cohen. Or you find a couple women from Chuck Schumer's past, a couple women from Cory Booker's past, a couple women from Sheldon Whitehouse's past. Oh, I was at a party with Sheldon Whitehouse, and he groped me when I was passed out drunk on a bed. Now, I was passed out drunk, so maybe it wasn't him, but I think it was him because he was there. He must resign.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.